Hello and welcome. This is FSR Racing giving you the first podcast, Electric Buzz Ace Scale. We're going to be reviewing three cars today. Not really an in-detail review, just an overview. First one we're going to be doing today is the Techno EB48. Now, I know this car is brand new. You can pre-order it right now on technorc.com. It's going for about $549. But according to Techno, heads are going to turn. So let's take a look at this kit. Shocks. Start off with those. I do like it. It comes with the 16mm big bore shocks. And it comes with aluminum shock towers. I do like that. It comes with hardened steel polished shafts. And those are the 4mm. I'll give you a little bit there. Let's go in a little bit about the actual kit. It is accommodable for two cell packs. That's what I'm running on my RC8.2E, so I like that they did that. And one of the main features why everyone's really liking this car right now is because it's designed from the ground up. There is no nitro conversion. And the widest point of the car is only 125mm, and that's mudguard to mudguard. So, I mean, that's pretty good. If you have any questions, you can email me. I'll leave my email at the end. We're going to go on to the RC8.2E. I really like this one, partially because I have this. But it comes with some really nice features. I've been kind of comparing the Mugen to the RC8.2E. And one thing the RC8.2E beats it on is the RC8.2E has 16mm big bore shocks. The Mugen MBX6E only has the 15mm shocks. So, depending if you're a racer, basher, whatever, both kits are great for both. I'm thinking all these cars that I'm explaining today are most likely you're going to be racing it if you're going to be ordering this kit. Ace scales are very durable. You can run these things into walls and they won't break. So let's get on with the features. Well, I like this. It comes with rims in the RC8.2E and it comes stock with the 83mm. Which is pretty nice. You can adjust the caster blocks to 14, 16, or 18 degrees, which is pretty nice. It does have the sliding motor mount, which I like. And like I said, the 16mm shocks, I mean, that's pretty much top of the line right now. I'm kind of hoping Mugen will step up their game next time and bring out their 16mm. 15mm, 16mm, you probably won't notice a difference, but you know, 16 will give you a little bit more. This is a very nice car. One thing I liked is the wing that it came with it. You know, just very sturdy. Just feels like hard plastic. You know, it's not like one of those cheap 1/10 scale wings and you crash and the whole wing flips back and bends and cracks. I mean, this is a sturdy wing here. It does have a lot of blue aluminum parts. Ace scale aluminum stuff is not bad. So, check into the RC8.2E. Now we're going into the Mugen. Like I said, I like this car, but I wasn't impressed with the shocks. Everybody else is going 16mm, and the Mugen has to go 15mm. Some good things about this car is, well, it's not necessarily my favorite car here. It does have a two-piece motor mount. It is 5mm longer than the Nitro Buggy, the actual chassis. So if you're a nitro racer, you know, this might be good if you're coming into e-buggies. It has a longer plastic rear chassis brace than the last one. It is accommodable for the two cells like I was talking about, which I really do like that. Has a couple aluminum parts on it. Overall, a great car. Not saying it's a bad car, just because it has the one downside. I've heard some people having some trouble fitting their RX-8 ESC in there. Apparently it sticks off the back. I'm not for sure because I don't have this kit, but this is what I've heard from RC Nightmare. And that is pretty much it. Another thing I forgot to mention is the RC 8.2E. It's really a great change from the RC8BE. It has the BE, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, had the 13mm or 14mm shocks, and this one has the 16mm, which I really like that. You know, just upgraded a lot of aluminum parts. It lengthened it by 3mm, which is pretty nice for the racer. And this pretty much concludes our 3 reviews today. Hopefully I did a pretty good job, first podcast. And if you guys have any questions, you can email me, Reinster1999large@aol.com. You know, any comments, any reviews you want me to do on a certain A-scale e-buggy, even 10th scale, give it to me, guys. This has been FSR Racing. Bye, guys.